Yesterday, I told you I was looking through the old tapes, found a classic conversation. The doctor, the late, great Dr. Earl Fever, talking about women. And ladies and gentlemen, you want to listen to this. This is Earl Mullins, one of the great DJs that worked here over the years, talking about women here on the Wake Up Call.
She called while you were here at the station.
Boy, what's she gonna do without you when you go off to college? I don't want that. She sure likes you.
Well, I like her too, Earl.
Yeah, but she's, I mean, it's bad with her. I know, I see her wearing your ring.
Of course.
You know, she took it off at church one day and let Michelle look at it.
She took it off?
Yeah. Don't tell her I told you that.
She took my ring off her finger for one second.
She didn't let Michelle look at it. That day I was sitting by her.
Yeah.
Don't tell her I told you that.
All right, I won't. Mm-mm-mm.
If I had it my way, Michelle would have been wearing my ring today. I'm about to decide I'm not giving up on her.
You're not?
I'm thinking about it. I'm just gonna wait till she turns 18.
Alright. Alright now. You going after her still?
I'm just gonna wait till I made this wait till she turns 18.
What made you do that? What made you think about doing that?
Do what?
What made you want to do that?
She'd be a legal age, you
know. Uh-oh.
She'd be a woman, a legal woman.
Uh-oh.
Man, I know my law, boy.
Oh, you be out.
Let's see, next year? Let's see. She'd be 18 next year, won't she?
17, Doc.
Earl, 17? I thought she'd be a senior.
Think she will be 18, Earl?
18, Earl. How old you be, Doc?
Let's see, next year?
Yeah.
I should be 34.
That's
you're almost twice her age, Earl. 16 years
old. I know some other people. Older than that.
All right. That's part one of it. Of course, we have to go back. That was right before I was going to school, college, believe it or not. So we go back to 1990, folks. Troy Mulder was the other person you heard on the phone. We'll listen to more. Here's part two.
I used to work with a girl that married a guy that was the same age your father was.
That's messed up there, man.
That's what I said. I couldn't believe where somebody told me this girl was married to a guy older than her father was. I said, you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding, because I know the girl. Yeah, like old Billy Idol singing, like the Cradle of Love. You know that song? Rock the Cradle of Love.
The doctor continued with more. Here's part three.
The doctor of love.
I may or may not. I don't know.
He's currently going with someone.
Do what?
He's currently going with someone.
I don't. I said I was thinking about it. It all depends.
Beat him up, Doc, and take her away from him.
Well, I don't even know him. I ain't even met him or nothing. But I don't know. They may break up. You can't know what people.
He's in there with Michael. You can talk to him if you want him to.
Alright.
Get him in there, Michael.
Alright. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What you up to, boy?
Boy?
Yeah, boy.
Who you call it boy?
I'm calling you a boy, boy.
I'm a man.
No, you're not. I say you're a boy.
What's your problem, dude?
You don't want to know what a problem. I hear you laughing, Michael.
I know I'm laughing at it. I ain't funny, man.
I know who you are. It's Troy Mulder.
I ain't.
Oh, boy, you're crazy. I ain't falling for that old trick. Yeah.
I ain't knew that trick.
Yeah, he'd fallen for that too many times before. Here is part four.
Well, man, I don't know. You can't never tell. They like they may break up before it's all over with. Because there's a lot in that letter that I don't understand. Because she says a lot of things, you know, it contradicts everything.
That's right, Doc.
Well, like I said, well, you read that letter.
That's what the everything
about. She didn't say how she felt. She didn't say anything how she felt.
Did I read that?
It was her parents, mostly.
Did I read that thing?
Yeah. Didn't I let you read it?
Yeah, I think so. I just don't remember it too well.
It contradicts everything about.
You know how bad I am on memory.
Do what?
You know how bad I am on memory.
All right.
Man.
And finally,
part five,
another the final chapter in this phone call with Dr. Earl Fever, the late great Earl Mullins. You'll hear another fellow that you hear on the airwaves a good bit. His initials are CW.
Is that Carl Wayne whistling in the background?
Yeah. You ready to go?
Well, I guess we better talk to you later. I'll talk to you tomorrow about it.
Did you hear that?
What?
He's singing the War Eagle, the World Tide song.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't forget December the 2nd of 1989. It was a sad day for you, for the University of Alabama.
All right, Earl. We had enough of it.
I told Joe Barber yesterday, when I was up here yesterday, I said, yeah, we're going to put that on Nightmare on M Street.
Ha, ha.
Because it was a nightmare for the University of Alabama.
Ha,
I wasn't, you got that right.
Earl, we got to go.
All right, we'll see you later.
Okay, you take it easy. God bless, sweet dream.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Hey. Don't kiss Leanne too much.
Hey, Earl.
Yeah?
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Don't you do... Hey, Michael, we want to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
Michael?
Yeah?
Tell Dr. about beating him 3 times in a row in basketball.
Hey, Earl. What about that 3 times in a row in basketball, boy?
You said you can't win them all.
Yeah, can't win any at all. Is that
and,
the word?
Let's see these. Heck, they go up there talking about baseball. We beat them in, Tyson Field and Fence Around Beam and where else now? We beat them twice in baseball. And all
beat them in Tuscaloosa.
Then they say they don't count. But that don't count. That just, that one in Auburn County.
Yeah.
Yeah, pal. Yeah. I know that. I started to call Jerry Cunningham up. I had to call Jerry at high school to get her off the phone. I didn't know he was talking.